Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
All right. Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio with the bruh. How was that, Rhonda?
You're doing better.
All right. It's getting a little bit later. It's, you know, I still have time. I have two more segments. All right. So, Rhonda Shear from Shear Enterprises, like I said, the Abra, doing great with sales. And Rhonda has quite an extensive background with different things that she's done and kind of transformed into the Shear Enterprises business. And at the end of the last segment, we were talking about what you did as far as your research. I'd like, if you don't mind, to get a little bit deeper into that on kind of getting into the intellectual property side of it and doing a bit of an extensive, more extensive research. But before I let you get started, Rhonda, if you don't mind, my producer mentioned to me that during the last break there were two people that called in. Let me give you the phone number. You can ask Rhonda questions live if that's okay with you, Rhonda.
Absolutely.
All right, 888-327-0061. So those listeners that called up, you can give a ring back and we'll keep you on the line and get your questions answered with Rhonda. Or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com. All right, Rhonda. So tell us, now this is the serious stuff. You had this idea, you went, you searched around, you didn't see anything out there like that. So what did you do first? Did you right away patent your idea? Put in a patent filing? Did you go to a designer and design it up? You do it yourself? Give us some real deep insight.
Well, I mean, I must say it didn't start off with, I went, I need the bra. It was totally organic. I mean, it just, you know, my line is an entire line of intimate apparel. And I had been on the air 9 years on HSN, and probably in the first, so the bra has been part of my line for almost 9 years now. So it had already been part of my line. It was something I created about 9 years ago with a knitting mill that I was working with, who was also doing other products for me. And it's just that it kept getting more and more steam on its own. I mean, it just kept doing well on HSN. But to answer your first, the other question about patents, it's not impossible, but very difficult to patent apparel. Because all you need to do is basically change 15 to 20% of someone's idea, and they can't really get you on it. I mean, it's possible if you have some sort of extreme function or something that really does something. But for the most part, all bras do the same thing. They give support to a woman's breast. So
right.
Really,
the way what you were saying, though, Rhonda, is basically when you're coming up with a new design, you can get a design patent, which obviously it's not as strong as what you were saying was called the utility patent, which is the functionality of it. So you, in the fashion industry, a lot of people go for those design patents, and I guess they take some sort of a risk that it could end up being knocked off. So patent protection in the fashion industry is tough.
It's really tough. I mean, obviously you can see that just in runway shows and how all designers from Europe basically follow each other or the same trends. You kind of wonder how that happens because they're all watching each other. So, I mean, yes, I mean, my Abra has been out 9 years, and no doubt right now I have about 12 copycats of the line, which is fine because I'm the original authentic and mine's the best. So they say that, you know, copying is the highest form of flattery, so I guess it's flattery.
Right. Well, you know what, Rhonda? It's the same thing also when you were saying with the other lines, when people kind of copy each other or they look similar, not necessarily the word copy, but it really comes down to the brand and who's really got it first. I mean, there's a million different versions of the Snuggie, but look at what we just said. Did I call it the Sneaky Snuggie or whatever million other names are out there?
I think the people who did ours, who have been copying ours, are one of the Snuggie knockoffs, and proud to say that they knock people off. Actually, I've kind of gotten a kick out of it now, but what's kind of funny about the Abra is that here it was rolling along for almost 9 years. Well, probably around 7 years, 7.5 years, very successfully, and no one noticed it. It was just doing really well with my customers. It was catching on steam. Women are funny. Word of mouth. I just found the best bra on the planet. They tell a friend. They tell a friend. The next thing you know, everybody's buying this bra in the thousands and thousands of units. And then my husband, I will give him credit, is the one who said, because down here in Florida, infomercial, it's kind of the infomercial capital. It's a lot of infomercial producers here. So he said, now I think the Abra would do really well as an infomercial. I said, really? A bra? He goes, the numbers are rolling so well that I think it would really do well. So that's what happened. We produced an infomercial. We tested it. It went through the roof. The infomercial hit. It went through the roof. It's in 35 countries right now. We've sold over 25 million of them. And hence, the copycats come out of the woodwork. But it doesn't matter because we still, you know, we're still number one, still have
right.
the best. We're not just an infomercial company. We are a full product line. Ron DeShere Intimate Apparel is not just, you know, the Abra. So that's it. Not only do you have a great invention, but then you have to have the expertise and the expert behind the invention or the line to say, hey, I came up with this. I did it. I used it. And so to me, if you just have one product out there, I'm not saying that can't be the best product in the world, but you really need to have that spokesperson or that person that really believes that I couldn't sell anything unless I really believed in it, lived it, breathed it. And I think for any inventor, you have to live it, breathe it, drink it, sleep it, have the passion, put on the blinders, don't worry about anyone else and if they're watching you or not. Do your own thing, and if you have the best, you will surface, as they always say, cream rises to the top.
Okay. Well, Rhonda, I'm not going to – we still have a little bit more to go here where I want to know more, and the listeners
yes,
out there want
to
know more.
Yeah.
There's a couple different questions that came in, but okay. So we were up to the patent part of it, okay?
Right.
And you ended up filing for this design patent at this point, right? Or did you just forget it and say it's probably a waste of time?
No, we didn't patent this. We patented other things, and we did an arm shaper. And right after we did, a zillion other versions of the arm shaper popped out. So it is, again, in apparel, it's a little different than you come up with like a can opener or something that has this new technology to it. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it's just harder to do.
Okay.
So,
that's fine.
But you
ended up.
No, you're right. There are the utility patents, and actually something that we are doing next does have that on it. It's already been done, and I mean I can't share what it is because it's our next project and it's very exciting. So going forward, you know, you work on that. And, yeah, it does. What it does is it does keep people away for a little while, but probably not forever.
Okay, well, you want to protect the name. So, and we're going to get to that also. That's one of the questions that came in. Marie from Texas is asking mm-hmm. how you came up with the name Abra.
I was literally on the – I'm a real tell-it-like-it-is person. And I'm a – you know, my husband's the businessman and the numbers guy. I am the creative designer, the force behind it, the passion. And one day I was on the air and literally I said, you know, you put this bra on, when I put it on, it's like, ah, and it just came out. I didn't make it up. It just virtually, I didn't sit there and think for hours, what should I name this bra? It literally came out on the air. And then of course, you know, with the aha moment and everything, it has become we have protected the our name, everything to do with it is ours.
You have a trade. You have
yes.
a trademark for
trademark,
that, right?
Trademark. Everything is trademarked. We own it. We own the website. And then, you know, then everything to do with the Ah lifestyle, which is, you know, we're doing an entire line of Ah everything, which we're actually doing now.
Great.
And already starting is you know, that, well, then someone would have problems using that name. Then, you know, that they couldn't do.
Okay. Rhonda, so you made this design. And
mm-hmm.
you brought it to a factory to do? Did you already know where to go, or how did you
I actually sat with a factory. I was already doing some other things with them, and they were a new and upcoming factory, kind of at the same level that we were.
So what type of factory, Rhonda? Did you go to?
A knitting mill.
Sorry?
It was a knitting mill.
Okay.
Kind of a factory that knits women's hosiery and, you know, a knitting mill. So, because what we do, it's a seamless, it's called seamless technology. And so one thing I do is I try to stay ahead of the curve and ahead of the technology as much as I can with the latest fabrications and everything I can do. But I was working with this knitting mill, and I said, you know, I really want to come up with a bra that's never been done, something that's totally comfortable, that doesn't have hooks and eyes, it doesn't have underwire, but still supportive. And he went, I don't know. That seems like it's kind of a tough thing to, you know, to make happen. But I said, well, let's just play with it. Because he would literally, we would just knit things up, and we kept tweaking it and tweaking it and tweaking it. And still, even to this day, the one thing about when I design something, I will continue to tweak it, like, you know, and continue to make it better. Like if a woman says or a few women say, you know, gee, can you do this or that? and more than one woman asked for it, then I feel, well, gee, if one woman's saying it, another woman's saying it, another, then probably there's a need for that. So then we'll add that into our line. We still have the Ah bra, but we just came out with the second bra, the second Ah bra called Ah Generation.
Okay, so if it's good for you, but you're going around and you're showing other people and you're giving them a couple samples to test out to get feedback. What do you do with that, Rhonda?
Oh, no, I was already on the air at HSN, so okay. Perhaps I was on the air, and then they placed orders. That's what I was saying. That was kind of, I suppose, luckier for me than most inventors, is that I already had an outlet for sales. So on the air, testing it on the air, knowing that it worked, and then we did the infomercial. So, you know, mine might have been a little bit different and a little bit, than having a brand new mousetrap and then trying to knock on doors.
Right. Even before you got onto HSN, though, what did you do once you had the design tested it?
Well, as I said, the Abra was not my first design. It was my second design. So my first design blew out on HSN, and then my second design was the Abra. So I was already on with several other products.
Okay.
So I brought it in, and then it took off.
Okay, super.
But my other product, by the way, the other product we're a whole product line, a whole intimate apparel line, not just one product. But some of my other products are infomercial worthy, and we are testing those. Of course, I can't say them at this point.
Okay. You're teasing us. That's the second time you said that. We might have to get it out of you by the end of the show. All right. Rhonda Shear from Shear Enterprises, rhondashear.com. You can take a look at her website. She is known for her Abra. And we will be back on Got Invention Radio with segment 3 coming up on Got Invention Radio, WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet Talk. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $20,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high quality solution for almost any size building you need. Churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-603-9978. That's 800-603-9978.
When did men lose their way? Was it Hollywood portraying us as wimps? Is it the daytime serials where we're on our hands and knees begging for affection from women? Is it all the talk shows telling us women want a sensitive guy or a macho man? Well, guy, how does it feel to spend $200 on a couple of dates and never hear from the girl again? Doc Loves the System can change all that. 35-plus years of Doc Loves life has been devoted to a simple question posed to over 10,000 women. Why do you choose to stay with one guy versus another? Doc Loves the System is a realistic approach to dating written just for men. Visit DocLove.com today. That's DocLove.com today for more about the system. It's time to reclaim your manhood. DocLove.com. The system will change your life.
We all need to work on a healthier lifestyle. The stresses of the day take their toll. And if we lack a healthy plan and activities, it's even harder to be fit. To make it easier for you to maintain a healthy lifestyle and reach fitness goals, Better Bodies by Chemistry and the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network have joined together to work for you. Better Bodies by Chemistry is here to provide vitamins and supplements to support and improve your health at a great value. And Gina Aliotti's Fitness Network provides the tools and a fitness environment where women can inspire each other to reach goals. With their help, you can achieve a healthy lifestyle that is realistic, no matter what your life encompasses. Joining the Gina Aliotti Fitness Network assures that you will never be alone in your fitness journey. And with Better Bodies by Chemistry's products, you are assured of the finest quality at a great price. Learn more at GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com. That's GinaAliotti.com and BetterBodiesByChemistry.com.